It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Northwest Missouri State University Bearcat basketball back home this evening for a doubleheader with Lincoln University. We are inside Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State is getting set for back-to-back home games for the first time since January 1st and 3rd. Northwest taking on Lincoln tonight. Our women's game coming up at 5:30. That'll be followed by our men's basketball game coming up at 7:30 this evening. The Bearcat women 13-5 on the season, 8-4 in the MIAA. Coming off a successful road trip down south, they went through Edmond, Oklahoma, knocked off UCO 79-69. Then they took down Newman in Wichita, Kansas, 54-42. Now the Bearcats back home getting set to take on the Blue Tigers, who are 5-13 this season and just 1-11 in MIAA play. They've lost three in a row. Their only win came over Newman, 51-50 back on January 13th. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Kendall Marsh and Craig McMullen are our studio engineers for tonight's basketball games. And John Coffey, we look at it, a big stretch coming up here for Northwest Missouri State. You look at it, the final games of the regular season are February 26th for Northwest. That'll be at home against Fort Hays State. We're officially inside a month away from this regular season wrapping up. The Bearcats to this point have positioned themselves nicely with the way they played early in this season, but a chance to really close some games out with UCM still ahead, Emporia State, Missouri Western, Pitt State, but it all starts tonight with Lincoln.
It certainly does, and hopefully they don't look past Lincoln. I don't think they will. Again, Lincoln's a team that has, as you mentioned, struggled this season, but they're capable of playing well against teams and making them work for wins. So hopefully Northwest is ready to go and not overlooking this one for what will be a big matchup against Central Missouri on Saturday. When Northwest went down to Warrensburg and played UCM earlier this year, that was a game that they had some opportunities late to come up with a win, just couldn't quite get it done. But I think this is a Northwest women's team that's playing better basketball now than they were then, and I think has a little bit more confidence in what they had then as well. So as you mentioned, some big games coming up, but these are very winnable games for Northwest the rest of the way where they can really make a statement in the conference.
They have played well throughout this season. Again, sitting at 8 games over .500. You mentioned not overlooking Lincoln. I think this is one that, despite Lincoln's record, when they've had their struggles this year, Northwest probably won't, because it's just a season ago, the Bearcats went on the road to Jeff City, and Lincoln came out. They played well in that game, and they knocked off Northwest 72-46 in Jefferson City. Now, again, these are two very different teams. Northwest has taken some major leaps and bounds since that time, but that's still fresh in the returner's mind. Now, that was in Jeff City last year. We're on the road for Lincoln tonight. The Bearcats are playing here in Maryville. The Blue Tigers have two road wins since December 18th of 2018. They have lost 39 of 41 road games. It's a team that struggled playing away from home and not inside Jason Gymnasium, and hopefully a good Bearcat crowd can help boost Northwest tonight.
Yeah, and let's hope that we will have a good crowd. Again, we're about 25 minutes away from tip-off time on the women's side here, especially since it's been a while since the teams have been here at Bearcat Arena. It seems like we've gone on the road for a little bit, but it's nice to get back here, and the crowd does make a huge difference, and they've given this team a lot of support this season, really through the years as well, so I anticipate we'll have a nice crowd for tonight, and that'll be a big factor, but just playing in the friendly surroundings of Bearcat Arena will be a big help too. At Northwest, which won a big road game last Thursday against UCO down in Edmond, plays well on the road, but I do think they play a little bit better here at home as well. So hopefully some good things will be ahead this weekend.
And we see so many different styles of basketball throughout a season. Northwest just last Thursday against UCO, it was a team that wanted to play some pressure defense, force turnovers, get in passing lanes, get steals, and get easy buckets. Then they took on Newman, who took 15 seconds off the shot clock every possession, tried to minimize possessions and keep themselves in it. The Bearcats won both of those games. Now tonight at home against Lincoln, a little bit more like that UCO team with this way they want to get steals and force turnovers and play up tempo, but the size difference. UCO had just some big players. Kelsey Johnson, a really good post player for the Broncos. You don't see quite that same post presence size-wise for Lincoln.
Yeah, and size-wise is a huge difference with Lincoln, but also not to take anything away from Lincoln, but there is a little bit of a talent difference too out at the guard position too, and what they're able to do bringing the ball down the floor as opposed to what they saw against UCO. And they handled it very well against UCO, and I anticipate that they'll handle it well here today as well against a Lincoln team that it's a long season. You got to feel that this may be kind of a make or break time for in Lincoln, where you go through a season where you haven't had a lot of success. You look at the final month of the season, you can either step up and say, let's make something out of this year, or you can just kind of ride it out to the very end. So, well, be anxious to see how Lincoln comes out here today and tonight to face this Northwest team, and be interesting to see what they get.
Against UCO last Thursday, Northwest Missouri State pulled in 43 rebounds in that game, their most since a game in 2018 against these Blue Tigers, actually. The Bearcats also 16 points from Peyton Rouse. She was 5 of 5 from the field, had 9 boards. Kelsey Fields also had 9 points and 10 rebounds. The Bearcat post players instrumental in that basketball game, and I think they'll have a chance to take this one over as well, as Northwest is getting set to take on Lincoln here inside Bearcat Arena. And Bearcat pregame is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have more as the Bearcats get set to take on the Blue Tigers here inside Bearcat Arena.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon, representing Golden Harvest, corn, and NK soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the region, and also offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More at championshipmotorsllc.com. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/foundation. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also, from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Missouri State is back home this evening, taking on the Lincoln Blue Tigers, getting set for our women's matchup. The Bearcat women at 5:30, the Northwest Missouri State men following up at 7:30. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Tridden. Our studio engineers for tonight, Craig McMullen and Kendall Marsh. And John Coffey, first of all, it's just nice to be home. Both of these teams had to start out. Last Monday, the Bearcats were in Topeka, Kansas, taking on Washburn, that part of a doubleheader that got postponed due to COVID protocols. So they start off in Topeka, came back home for a day or so, and then took right off again, headed down to Oklahoma, then through Wichita. So both Bearcat teams came away with a 2-1 record on the week. Obviously, you'd like to go 3-0, but you saw some quality basketball, and both teams had the chance to grow.
Yeah, they really did. I think that UCO game in particular for Northwest, and for whatever reason, Austin Meyer, coach teams, have UCO's number. I mean, a couple years ago when Northwest didn't have quite the talent that they have now, they went down there and picked up a win, had a win against them also in the MIAA tournament down in Kansas City. So whatever it is, Northwest has their number on the women's side. Again, they were able to go 2-1. I think there was some hope that if they could start out the road trip last week with a win over Washburn, a chance with an upset over UCO, which did happen, that they could have gone 3-0 on that trip. But still, a 2-1 trip in the MIAA is never a bad thing, the way that the conference is shaping up this year.
And the Ichabods over the years have been tough on the Bearcats, a tough matchup, but Northwest will get a rematch with Washburn. That'll be coming up at home on February 19th. So just in a few weeks, Northwest will see the Ichabods once again. Tonight, though, Northwest, again, coming off that win over Newman, we've seen the emergence once again offensively of Molly Hartness. Came up with some big games for the Bearcats, got some big buckets when they needed them. Was fantastic from the free throw line in that game against UCO, which all the Bearcats were in that one. Against Newman, she had 3 points for the first three quarters of the ball game, scored 10 of her 13 in that fourth quarter, including some big free throws down the stretch to help Northwest Missouri State seal that one. And that was huge because, again, Newman slowed things down, clogged the middle, tried to take the Bearcats out of their offensive rhythm, and that allowed them to climb back within 1 point. But Northwest finished that game on a 13-1 run, thanks in large part to Molly Hartnett.
Yeah, she really seems to come up big in some big moments that we've seen in her career at Northwest up to this point. And one of the nice things, the way she plays the game, she gets to the free throw line at some big moments as well, and she knocked down some big free throws to help Northwest with the win.
Now, on the flip side of that, Lincoln 1-11 in the MIAA. That one win was at home against Newman, 51-50, back on January 13th. They trailed 14-3 at the end of the first quarter, found a way to battle back. In the end, it was Nyjah Jackson with a game-winning layup, 1.6 seconds left. They survived that one despite going 3 of 16 at the free-throw line. So kind of that flip of the coin there, as opposed to what Northwest has been so locked in at the line these last few games.
You know, it's not often you see a team shoot that poorly at the free throw line and still find a way to get it done. A lot of times games won or lost at the free throw line. On the men's side last Thursday against Central Oklahoma, you can point to their struggles at the line that night and that overtime loss that kind of held them back a little bit there. So that free throw line shooting can be so important, and Northwest women, really for the most part, been strong in the past years. That's been really a strong point for them, and I think that really one game that you can look at where they really struggled was against Missouri Southern, and they found a way to come up with a win here back here 2 or 3 weeks ago. So they overcame that at that particular time as well.
Northwest Missouri State getting set to take on Lincoln this evening. The Bearcats are 13-5 on the season, 8-4 in the MIAA, and we've seen Northwest take some big steps with some different games throughout the year and knocking off some different opponents. You kind of check mark a box. They could get another one tonight. A win tonight put the Bearcats at 14 victories. Still plenty of games left. That would assure the Bearcats of at least a 500 regular season, as we still have a full month of games left to go. It just kind of shows Coach Meyer doing so many great things here for Northwest.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that they're at that point this early in the season. It's been a long year, but yet you've got, as you mentioned, a month to go, and yet they have an opportunity with a month to go to guarantee themselves at least a 500 record. And I'm going to go out and say they're going to be well over 500 before everything's said and done, but it's nice that they can get to that point with this team and still have a lot to play for the rest of the way, to where they could really make a nice strong run here in February.
Last time the Bearcats were at 500 or over, that was during the 2012-2013 season, so a chance to get to that portion of the regular season schedule with a win here tonight. Northwest taking on Lincoln here inside Bearcat Arena, and our pregame comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well-child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. Northwest and Lincoln meeting in Maryville. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bearcat forward Caitlin Jordan right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats come from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to 4 each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com. And from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information or to browse inventory, tristateFordMaryville.com. Support also comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at KingCityLumber.com. Also from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alum Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Also from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at mazingolake.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
The Bearcats back home this evening, taking on the Blue Tigers of Lincoln University. We're talking with Caitlin Jordan. Caitlin, what's it like to be back home? A long road trip last week and start off in Topeka on Monday. Finally back home, Bearcat Arena for two this week.
We're all super excited. It was just really nice to have a week where we could practice in Bearcat again, and just nice to be home. It'll be cool to have a home crowd just because we were traveling pretty far away, so we weren't able to have a ton of fans with us. So it'll be nice this week to have Bearcat fans back in the arena.
Is that part of the grind of the season? You just kind of feel like going through a college basketball season that does get so long. You go through the long road trip. We're kind of inching closer to March, which is obviously big, but you survive that. Now it's back home for a game against Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean, we still have quite a few games left, so you definitely reach that point in the season where it kind of, you can have a turning point of dropping down, and obviously we had a great start, and we just want to keep it going, and having those two road wins last week really helped us. I think it's going to push us forward and keep us going through the rest of the season.
So you've been with this team since Coach Meyer arrived, obviously, and have been through it with the lumps that Northwest had to take, but to build at this point, we're sitting at 13-5 with so much room left to grow still. What's this like from your perspective of growing individually and seeing this team continue to get better?
It's amazing to be a part of. I knew coming in my freshman year, obviously, we weren't in the greatest starting point, but I could definitely see the potential that we had, and I just knew that if I kept stayed here and I kept with it, that we would see the results, and we are seeing it this year. This is an amazing group, and I'm not really surprised at the success we had just because we've worked so hard, and obviously we have to keep it up, but I'm super proud of all of us.
Now tonight, it's Lincoln. They've had their struggles so far this year. Do you have to do anything special to lock in for a game like this where Northwest does come in heavily favored?
Not too much. I mean, we've tried to play every game just being ready because in the MIAA conference, it's just one of those conferences that you can't really have a bad night just because everybody can come out and surprise you. Lincoln is still a really great team. They've beaten lots of people or had close games with people, so I think we just have to come in and lock in defensively and do what we do every night. So,
Caitlin, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Caitlin Jordan joining us here pregame. We'll take a timeout and be back with head coach Austin Meyer on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties. Northwest alumni and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville. Also from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, and gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgro seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com. Also from the Maryville Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years, Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at EckerdsFlooring.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
Northwest Missouri State is back home tonight, taking on Lincoln. We're talking with head coach Austin Meyer. And coach, coming off a successful road trip, wins over Newman and Central Oklahoma, now getting back after the Bearcat Arena. What's the message as we do kind of hit that stretch run with the MIAA tournament just over a month away?
Yeah, just coming out and competing at a high level. You know, we felt like defensively, like we talked about it last game, we haven't been great over the last probably week and a half, 2 weeks compared to where we were. So we got to make sure we get back to guarding the way we're capable of and just come out and play really hard.
When you look at the upcoming ball games too, with Central Missouri Saturday, Missouri Western's that following Saturday, and not looking overlooking Lincoln either, but is this a springboard game of, all right, let's come out and set up that defense and lock down some big shots and really get some momentum for some big matchups on the way?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we talked about all year about just being ready every single day, no matter who you're playing. And obviously Lincoln comes in, a team that struggled this year. But then again, you know, Newman had struggled, hadn't won a game, and it was a one-point game with 5 minutes left in that game. So we got to make sure we control what we control, and just focusing on, you know, doing our job individually, offensively, defensively, and trying to put a complete game together. And hopefully we can get the offense clicking, you know, play the defense that we're capable of, and yeah, have a game that kind of does springboard us into the rest of the season.
This is a defense that likes to be pesky, try to go for steals, some very athletic guards out there. Can that play into your advantage at times of maybe they sell out for a steal and that can lead to some open shots?
Yeah, similar to Central Oklahoma. They get in lanes, they pressure, they'll kind of run around and trap you in just random spots. So it really tests your fundamentals. But yeah, if we can take care of it and not throw lazy passes, meet passes, and stay in attack mode, it can definitely be good for you. It'd be a complete different, you know, look than we saw from Newman, who just plugged everybody in the paint and forced you to shoot jump shots. So hopefully we can get easy shots out of it, and you know, we've done a pretty good job limiting our turnovers throughout the year. We probably had too many against UCO, but we only had five or six versus Newman. So defend at a high level, take care of the basketball, you're usually going to put yourself in pretty good position, and then anything on top of that, you know, offensively, we definitely will take.
Those guards for Lincoln aren't great shooters, but they have some decent post players that can score too. It's another big game for Peyton, for Kelsey, for Jana to step up and play.
Yeah, and we need to go inside. You know, we have a size advantage on them, so we need to be able to score in the paint. If we can put a big number up, points in the paint tonight, I think would be huge for us. And obviously take the shots when it's, you know, driving kick or post feed kick out threes. But you know, it's an undersized team, but they play hard. They're scrappy. They'll send all five to the board. So even though we have a height advantage, we can't just assume, hey, we're bigger than them, we're going to get the rebound. We still got to do our job, defensive checkouts. We got to go get rebounds with two hands. They like to hang around and go for steals. So we got to be strong with it, outlet, and then attack on the other end.
This is the first consecutive home game since January 1st and 3rd. It's been a long time. Is that kind of a big stretch to, all right, we got through that portion, now let's kind of really put things together tonight?
Yeah, it's been good to be back home. You know, last week, three games in a week. You know, I think we went quite a bit without an off day, so we were able to, you know, take Sunday off, kind of regroup Monday as well, and then we had a couple good practices. So hopefully we're kind of refreshed and ready to play tonight.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you afterward.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer joining us pregame. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakestjoe.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More information is at usbank.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 582-3104. Support also comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment, carrying a full line of ag machinery, including Fendt combines, tractors, and Rogators, Massey Ferguson tractors and planters, Kloss combines, and more. More info at ZIEGLERAG.com. Also from Nucor LMP, providing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
We're getting set for Northwest Missouri State basketball here inside Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. Northwest hosting Lincoln in an MIAA doubleheader this evening. The women at 5:30, the men following at 7:30. Just about time for our starting lineup for Steinlamps for the women's game. But first, let's go ahead and grab a quick 10-second timeout for station identification as you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body in Maryville. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Northwest 13-5 on the season, 8-4 in the MIAA. The starting five for the Bearcats includes Molly Hartnett, a 5-foot, 9-inch freshman from Overland Park, Kansas. She put up 13 points, had a couple rebounds against Newman on Saturday. She's leading Northwest Missouri State at just over 11 points per game, also 2 assists per contest as well. Peyton Kelderman is a 5'9 freshman from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 8.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Mallory McConkey is a 5'9 senior from Guilford, Missouri. She put up 11 points on 5 of 7 shooting, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 block shots. She really filled up the stat line there in that win over Newman. She's also Northwest's second leading scorer at 10.7 points per game, and she is 10 points shy of 1,000 for her career, so we'll be watching that throughout the evening as well. Jana Green is a 6-foot sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Green averaging 4 points and 5.5 rebounds per game, as she is 15th in the MIAA in rebounds per contest. She had 5 points and 8 boards in that win over Newman. And Peyton Rao is a 6-foot, 2-inch sophomore from Des Moines, Iowa, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per contest for Northwest Missouri State, shooting 53% from the field. The Bearcats are led by head coach Austin Meyer in his 4th season. On the other side now for Lincoln, the Blue Tigers are 5-13 on the year, 1-11 in the MIAA. Their starting lineup includes Aaliyah Bello, a 5'9 freshman from Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Kelsey Mitchell is a 5'7 sophomore from Tipton, Indiana. She transferred into Lincoln from Lincoln Trail College. She's averaging 7.5 points and 2 rebounds per contest. She had 9 points in a loss to Northeastern State back on January 22nd. Imani Jones is a 5'11 sophomore from Sarasota, Florida. She transferred into the program from Northwest Florida State College, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. Jones is shooting 49% from the field so far this season. Mercy Gonzalez is a 5'11 junior from Miami, Florida. She's a transfer in from the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, averaging 3.5 points and 4.5 rebounds, and she is one of 2 players to have played in every game so far this season for Lincoln. And Nia Jackson rounds out the starting five for the Blue Tigers. She's a 5'5 sophomore from Williston, Florida, a transfer from the College of Central Florida. She averages 7.5 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Lincoln is led by head coach Andrea Mize in her second season with the program, a career record of 7-33. But Coach Meyer spoke very highly about Mize, what she's done, trying to turn this program around. It's tough to get those rebuilds, and she is slowly but surely doing it there for Lincoln as they are battling it out here in Maryville this evening with the Bearcats. Northwest Missouri State and Lincoln getting set to battle here this evening. We will take a break and be back with your opening tip right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, emphasizing the importance of keeping annual well child visits so the physical, mental, and emotional needs of children are met. For more on CRHC's pediatric providers, clarindahealth.com. And from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook, MTE Powering Business.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice in Maryville at 2412 South Main Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph, now offering retail and entertainment spaces for startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. For more information, shop easthills.com. East Hills, a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball Pregame, underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center.
The starting lineups being announced here inside Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State is hosting Lincoln this evening. Once again, for the Bearcats, the starting five includes Hartnett, Kelderman, McConkie, Green, and Rao. On the other side for Lincoln, it is Bello, Mitchell, Jones, Gonzalez, and Jackson. And John Coffey, as we look at it, we've got Bearcat fans still filing in. A good crowd thus far, but expecting many more to continue to arrive here inside Bearcat Arena. But it's just nice to see the home white uniforms for the Bearcats, a lot of green up in the stands, and just to be able to be back home for Northwest Missouri State basketball.
It really is for everyone involved. And you look over on the far side, too. There's South Harrison girls basketball teams here to watch this Northwest women's basketball team here play tonight. So they made a little trip over from Bethany to take in some college basketball.
Nice little jaunt over to check out the Bearcats as, again, what Northwest Missouri State does. It's a team that enjoys playing together. They play hard defense. The shot selection is good. And so it's a team that finds themselves in every single game. And thus far, they played very well. The Bearcats 13-5 this season and 8-4 in conference play. And the Bearcats are in their home white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts. Bearcats across the chest in green, outlined in silver. Same for the numbers. Uniforms trimmed in green for Lincoln. Navy blue road tops, navy blue road shorts. Lincoln across the chest in white, outlined in silver. And the uniforms also trimmed in white as we are about set to go. It is going to be Peyton Rao and Imani Jones for Lincoln going for the opening tip. It is won by the Bearcats as Rao gets that out to Kelderman. She hands it off to Hartnett, walks across midcourt. Bearcats left to right as we get things underway here from Bearcat Arena. Hartnett picks up her dribble, guarded tightly by Jackson. Fires a high post for McConkie. She squares up to the bucket. Man-to-man defense out of Lincoln here on this first possession of the ball game. McConkie again, top of the key, starts to drive, picks it up, left elbow, out to Kelderman. Into the corner, Green. Green, pass inside to Rao. Rao trying to wrap a pass around to Hartnett, but she walked with it. The defense came over, and they got the double team. Rao turns it over in the first possession for Northwest. So now Lincoln will get a chance as we are scoreless 27 seconds into this one. Handling the basketball is Nia Jackson, a 5'5 sophomore out of Florida. playing up here for Coach Mize and Lincoln. With the basketball is Kelsey Mitchell. Dribbles with that left hand. Pull up mid-range jumper off the back of the rim. Rattles around and then it falls through. Mitchell knocks down the shot. She had 9 points in that loss to Northeastern State last week. But she comes away with the first points here. And now Lincoln trying to get a trap near midcourt on McConkie. The Bearcats get it out right wing. Kelderman knocks down a three-pointer over Bello. And Northwest Missouri State, just like that, takes the lead 3-2 just over a minute into this one. As Bello calls for a screen from Jones. Now backs out, fires it right side. Mitchell into the corner it goes for Bello. Bello now off to Jackson, driving on the right side of the lane. And a foul coming up on the screen by Imani Jones. That'll be the first foul of the game. And Northwest gets it back.
I think one of the keys to this game, besides what Northwest is able to do out on the perimeter, will be inside with a Peyton Rowell. And then you look at Kelsey Fields coming off the bench inside, especially against a team that doesn't have a lot of height or size inside. That could be a key if Northwest can take advantage of those matchups.
Northwest with it as McConkie, right wing. Couple dribbles with her right hand. Now back left. Fires at top of the key. Rao left side now for Hartnett. Off a screen from Rao. She gets to the free throw line. Looking for Peyton rolling. They leave her by herself. The jumper from the free throw line. No good. And Jones pulls in the rebound. Now Jackson with it for Lincoln. Bearcats in front. 3-2. 8-10 to play in the first quarter. Top of the key. Now Jackson backs out. Shouts out a play to her teammates. Goes high post now for Jones. And trying to go one-on-one with Peyton Rao, and she walks with it before she put that ball on the deck. And so Northwest gets it back after the turnover on Lincoln. And we will see Fields check in 2 minutes into this one. Peyton Rao heads to the bench. Kelsey's really come on strong here as this season has continued, shooting 60% from the field, averaging 5 rebounds per game as well. As Green between the circles, left side now for Kelderman. Back right wing for Hartnett. She gets a screen to her left from Fields. Now backing in on Jackson, left wing, a head fake from Kelderman, one dribble, fires it back out to Hartnett, 8 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Peyton Kelderman driving into the paint, bounce pass on the baseline, it goes to Fields, and Fields off the glass, it's good. And it's a 5-2 Northwest lead. 7:22 to play in the opening quarter. Bearcats in front, and another offensive foul, and Monty Jones picks up her second foul, another moving screen. And that will quickly get Ariana Carter off the bench for Lincoln.
Jones, just, again, as you mentioned, a couple of moving screens there where she needs to be set just a bit when she set those. And it's come to hurt her a bit and has to set for a little bit.
Bearcats with a couple more subs as well. Emma Atwood and Kaylee Keston into the game for Northwest. Hartnett running point for Northwest. Top of the key goes to Green. She looks underneath. Now will fire left to Hartnett. Coming off a screen is Emma Atwood. Top of the key, right side now. Keston gives a head fake, gets into the paint, kick out. Hartnett thought about a three. She'll drive. She's bumped by Jackson. Now into the paint, backing in, gives a head fake off the glass. She gets the roll. Strong take from Molly puts Northwest up 7-2, and it's a 7-0 run here for the Bearcats after Lincoln got the first bucket of the game. Jackson starts the drive as Green gets switched onto her. Now top of the key goes for Mercy Gonzalez. Pulls up at the left block, looking inside for Carter. The ball is tipped. It goes out of bounds off of Lincoln, back to Northwest. That is turnover number 4 coming up on the Blue Tigers. We're not even 4 minutes into this game. So far, Northwest 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from three-point range. That one came from Peyton Kelderman. As Janie Green has it up top, fires it left side for Molly Hartnett. Now top of the key, Emma Atwood, right side, Keston. Keston starts to drive, gets into the paint. The runner, off the glass, no good. The rebound comes down to Carter of Lincoln. She gives it off to Jackson. Jackson ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell cut off the baseline by Keston. Now up top to Carter. Carter, one dribble. Fires it back left side to Bello. Bello down the left side of the lane. Picks it up as she is cut off by Atwood. Back out to Nia Jackson. 13 on the shot clock for Lincoln. She'll take a three-pointer. That one on the way. Nearly banked in. And soaring high for that rebound, Kelsey Field. She pulls it in. And the Bearcats coming back quickly as Hartnett. Guarded by Jackson, coming off a screen from Fields. Down the left side of the lane, they give her some room. She can't hit the layup from the left side. The rebound comes down to Carter of Lincoln. Blue Tigers pushing back the other way. As Mitchell now back to Jackson between the circles. Now into the corner for Mitchell. A 7-2 Bearcat lead, 5.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Mitchell picks up her dribble back between the circles. Jackson, high post now for Gonzalez. Working on field, spins in the paint, and she gets the roll. First points of the night for the Miami, Florida native. Northwest still in front, 7-4. 5:10 to play here in the quarter. Em Atwood up that left sideline. She is bumped out front by Kelsey Mitchell. That'll be team foul number three this quarter on Lincoln. As two new subs in, this will be Evelyn Vasquez and Jillian Fleming for Northwest. Also seeing Haya Haywood check in for Lincoln. And Kylie Bernsketter. Inbound pass comes into Vasquez off the sideline. Guarded by Bernsketter down the right side of the lane. Picks it up, kicks it out to Fleming. Left side now, Atwood. Emma, one dribble back to Fleming. Spots up, thought about a three. Fires it right side for Keston. Keston to the free throw line. And an offensive foul coming up as she was bumped there by Jackson. They're going to say a little bit of a push. We have a media timeout on the floor. 4:54 to play in the first quarter. Northwest in front by three, 7-4. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri at their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Lincoln basketball, 4:48 to play in the first quarter. Northwest is in front 7-4. As Haywood has it out, top of the key, guarded by Atwood. Dribbling with her left hand into the paint, goes up. Left hand layup high off the glass, no good. Keston out, boxing out, can't pull in the rebound. It's saved inbounds by Haywood right to Atwood, and the Bearcats up the left sideline. To Fleming, thought about getting off a quick transition three, lost control of it. Carter picks up the loose ball. She gets it ahead to Jackson. Jackson can't handle the pass, and Vasquez has it now for Northwest. She loses control of it. Jackson knocks it away. It is finally picked up across midcourt by Fleming. Things getting a little bit ugly up and down the floor. That sequence, the Bearcats trying to slow it down now. Vasquez driving out to Keston. Keston to the elbow, kicks to Atwood. Atwood back to Fleming. One dribble now to Keston. Back to Emma Atwood at top. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Keston three-pointer right side. It's good. Keston cans the three-pointer. Northwest up 10-4. First points of the night for Keston. She's a 39% three-point shooter this season. 3:43 to play in the opening quarter. On the drive is Haywood. Now backs out. Gives it up to Carter. Carter puts up the three. It's no good. That one kind of deadened on the back of the rim. It falls down to Fields. Carter down and all four is back on the other end. She is slow to get up. Fleming now ahead to Keston. Carter up, finally heading to the other side. The Bearcats have a mismatch right now. Atwood on the baseline. Bounce pass inside. Fields fouled on her way up. Can't finish the layup. So free throws on the way now for Kelsey Fields as Carter still doubled over. I think favoring that right leg.
Yeah, I think you're right. She was slow to get up on the defense or on the offensive end, then just slowly came down. You can tell she's in quite a bit of pain. Looks like there's going to be a substitution here to get over to the sideline.
If one of the officials spoke to her and they kind of gave a thumbs up to the sideline to Coach Mize, saying she says she's okay. Now Coach Mize will go ahead and send it a substitution as we see Deja Jackson get her first minutes for Lincoln.
A lot of players say they're okay, just they don't want to come out, and then you admire them for that, but you can tell she's in some pain.
So the Lincoln trainer will check out Carter on the sideline as Fields at the free throw line. The first one is good. Kelsey Fields, 3 points early in this ballgame so far. She's now 13 of 20 at the free throw line this season. One more on the way. That one comes up short. It bounds off of a Northwest player out of bounds, so Lincoln will get it back. Trailing 11-4, 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Jana Green, Peyton Rao back into the game for Northwest. Fleming and Fields check out. The Bearcats 4 of 7 from the field, 3 turnovers. Meanwhile, Lincoln 2 of 5, and they have 5 giveaways. A.J. Bradley in for Lincoln, guarded right now by Jana Green, trying to get the ball inside. Green has the height on Bradley. She tips it and takes it away, the steal for Northwest. Atwood hands it off for Kelderman. Kelderman has already hit 1-3 in this ballgame. She starts to drive, now out to Vasquez. Vasquez around the perimeter, backs up just a bit. Now left side for Atwood, trying to go baseline. She is cut off there by Haywood, gets into the paint. Out to Kelderman, 9 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Down to the right, block, and Kelderman off the glass, over Bernskeeter, it's good. Second field goal of the night for Kelderman, a 13-4 Northwest lead. As Jackson fires it left side for Haywood. Haywood toward the top of the key, now will give it up to Gonzalez. Now right wing it goes for Bernskeeter. Bernskeeter trying to get herself open, now fires it into the corner. A long two-pointer on the way from Gonzalez will rattle home. And a timeout here for Lincoln. Northwest up 13-6, 2:19 to play in the opening quarter. A 30-second timeout. We'll take this one back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Northwest Missouri State basketball coming out of the timeout. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritt. Northwest in front 13-6. 2:19 to play in the opening quarter. The Bearcats got down 2-0, but kind of been pushing Lincoln around ever since then. Northwest 5 of 8 from the field. Peyton Kelderman, 5 points to lead Northwest so far. On the floor for the Bearcats, it is Atwood, Vasquez, Rao, Kelderman, and Green as Vasquez comes across midcourt off a screen from Kelderman. She is cut off by Bernskeeter. Now over to Kelderman left side. She'll drive, kick out to Green. Jana Green into the paint. Little step through, turn around, the jumper on the way. That one left short. It goes out of bounds and will go back to Lincoln.
All right, now one of the big differences in this game, Lincoln committing a few too many turnovers, 6 turnovers in Northwest. Taking advantage of those right now, too, as Northwest able to score quite a few points off those, I think 9 points off of turnovers.
Lincoln jumper no good. Emma Atwood with the rebound. She pushes up the floor, guarded by Haywood, picks it up, now fires it out between the circles for Vasquez. 20 on the shot clock for the Bearcats as they get set up. To the free throw line, Vasquez, now out to Atwood. Inside to Rao, working on Deja Jackson. Goes up, left hand, left side. A little bit of contact. Shot is short. The rebound comes down to Kelsey Mitchell. Mitchell pushing, fires it inside to Jackson, cutting down the floor. Back out to Mitchell. And that one just goes wide left and out of bounds. Turnover number 7. You just touched on it, John. A few too many giveaways for Lincoln. They are last in the MIAA, averaging 18 turnovers per game.
And again, as I mentioned, Northwest really making them pay off of those turnovers. Hopefully they can do it again here.
1:20 to play here in the opening quarter, a 7-point Northwest lead. Atwood with it, trying to drive on Haywood, down to the right block. Gives a head fake, leans in, layup no good. The ball tipped by Rao, but it comes out to Bradley. A.J. Bradley pushing for the Blue Tigers into the paint. Nearly tied up there by Vasquez. Kind of muscled her way through it, but her shot on the way up goes out of bounds, and they're going to stay off of Northwest, so it will stay with the Blue Tigers. Only 5 seconds coming off the shot clock as she sprints it down the floor. 1 minute to play in the opening quarter. The inbound comes in to Bello. Bello driving on Green. Goes in, and Jana Green blocks that one out of bounds. They're going to say she must have got some body there.
Yeah, I think so. When she went up and blocked her way, I think the upper part of the body was clean, but looks like a little bit of contact there down around the waist where the foul's coming.
So that will send Bello to the free throw line, where she is 7 of 10 so far this season. A native of Blue Springs, Missouri. And the first free throw there from Bello is good. As the Blue Tigers back within six. And the second free throw from Bello is good. She goes 2 of 2 at the line. The first two attempts of the night for Lincoln. Northwest in front, 13-8. It's a little three-quarters court press there out of Lincoln. A kind of a 1-2-2 zone. McConkie gets rid of the Kelderman. Now to Vasquez. Three on the way. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bello. 42 seconds to play here in the opening quarters. The Bearcats have gone a little bit cold. They've gone through 2 minutes of game time without scoring here. And Lincoln's back within five. Bradley with it. On the right side, picks up her dribble, gives it to Kelsey Mitchell. Looks inside to Bello, now fires back up near midcourt for A.J. Bradley. 10 on the shot clock for the Blue Tigers. Bradley dribbling left to the elbow, pulls up, jumper on the way. Nearly banked that one in. It comes off in the rebound to McConkie. 15 on the shot clock. On the game clock, excuse me, shot clock dead as McConkie comes down the floor. Into the corner for Green. Now back up to McConkie. McConkie into the paint with five. The spin, the jumper on the way. Good. McConkie's first bucket of the night as the first quarter comes to a close. Northwest Missouri State on top 15-8. Heading to the second quarter, the Bearcats up by 7 on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We will take a timeout. Be back with your second quarter of action right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's game is underwritten by Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering support to Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri each day during times of uncertainty through emergency services and a local team of providers and nurses. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with the service department and vehicle detailing on site. For more information, tristatefordmaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Ready to start this second quarter. Northwest Missouri State on top of Lincoln 15-8. Blue Tiger basketball as we get things rolling here in this second period. As Carter banged up in that first quarter, she is back in, fires it underneath for Bello, right back to Carter, but the ball is kicked, and so it will be Lincoln inbounding on the baseline. Northwest up 15-8 at the end of the first quarter. Peyton Kilderman, the leading scorer in the ballgame so far. 5 points on 2 of 2 shooting. As Jackson gets the ball in, looking for Gonzalez, loses control of it, now gets it out to Bello. Bello off to Carter, and she'll hand it off to Bello once again down the right side of the lane, cut off by McConkie. Shovels a pass out to Mitchell, back right wing. Bello, three on the way. It is tipped by McConkie. The block shot on the three-point attempt. And the Bearcats get it back as Jana Green fires it to McConkie on the left sideline. And Northwest Missouri State, first possession of this second quarter, left to right. Into the paint goes McConkie. Shot blocked there by Mitchell. She gets the ball back herself underneath. Out to Kelderman, top of the key. Three on the way. Peyton, that one off the front of the rim. And the rebound comes down to Mitchell. Still a 7-point Bearcat lead, 9-10 to play here in the first half. As Nia Jackson out near midcourt, calling out the play for Lincoln. Now to the perimeter, guarded by Molly Hartnett. The Bearcats in that traditional man-to-man defense. Baseline jumper, Carter no good. And it's Kelsey Fields bringing in another rebound for Northwest. It's number 3 on the night for Fields. And here come the Bearcats. Kelderman down to the right elbow, picks up her dribble, wraps a pass around to Fields. Fields through a couple Lincoln defenders tied up by Carter. Jump ball possession arrow to Northwest Missouri State. So the Bearcats will keep it. As Fleming back in here for Green. And it will be Molly Hartnett inbounding baseline right for Northwest. Hartnett floats a pass in to McConkey. She'll try to back her way in on Bello. Gets both feet now into the paint. Goes up with that jump shot. She is fouled on her way up by Bello. The shot was short, but McConkey will go to the free throw line. 8:34 to play in the half. Cats up by 7. McConkey a chance to add to that. Mentioned coming in, she had 990 career points prior to this basketball game. She makes her first free throw, now up to 3, so could see her cross that 1,000-point threshold for her career tonight. Second free throw there from McConkey, too strong. The rebound comes down to Carter. Quick outlet up the left sideline goes to Jackson. Molly Hartnett right there waiting. Jackson picks up her dribble, gives it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez driving, spins into the paint, jumper on the way, too strong. Fields there for another rebound. She gives it to Kelderman. Bearcats pushing back the other way. Kelderman to the top of the key, slows up, now gets into the paint. Kick into the corner for McConkey. McConkey on the drive, picks it up, step through, off the glass, it's good. McConkey puts the Bearcats up by 10, 18-8 with 8:04 to play in the half. Northwest trying to go on a run and open up a big lead here on the Blue Tigers in their home arena. 3 on the way, left side, Gonzalez, too strong. Another rebound for Fields. And Coach Meyer telling McConkey, push once again. McConkey all the way down to the right elbow. Block, I should say, cut off from the baseline. Out to Fleming. Fleming a head fake, now to Kelderman. Left side goes to Hartnett, calling for a screen from Fields. Hartnett dribbling with her left hand. She gets caught up down on the block, shuffled her feet, a travel on Northwest. That will send the ball back to Lincoln.
Dribbled into just a little bit of a double team there before getting called for the foul. But Northwest, nice little run right now, looking at a 5-0 run and getting the ball down the floor and getting some good looks.
Northwest in front, 18-8. Bearcats are 13-5 on the season, 8-4 in MIAA play. And they are 8-2 here inside Bearcat Arena. It is Haywood with it. She fires left side for Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to drive on Atwood, gets to the free throw line. Little crossover, now bounce pass out to Nia Jackson. Jackson toward the right block, spins the jumper on the way with the right hand, no good. Call a foul on Molly Hartnett, so Jackson has a chance for 2 free throws.
Molly not real happy with that call. Look, she felt like she went straight up to try to block that, but gets called for the foul.
That is the first on Hartnett. One team foul apiece so far in this second quarter. As Kaylee Keston back into the game, Peyton Kelderman will check out. Keston subbed in that first quarter. And she knocked down a 3-point attempt as Jackson at the free throw line hits her first. Jackson, a 5'5" guard for this Lincoln Blue Tiger team, goes 2 of 2 at the line this trip. And it's 18-10, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln. So they're setting up with a little pressure here near midcourt as McConkey gets a pass across before they can set up that trap to Atwood. Underneath, Fleming. Layup on the left side is good. And the Bearcats avoid that pressure right away. Didn't allow themselves to get trapped. The easy bucket underneath for Fleming. Nia Jackson with it now for Lincoln on the drive. Picks it up on the right block. Bounce pass goes out for Mercy Gonzalez. Gonzalez all by herself, left side of the lane. Can't finish the layup. The rebound comes down to Emma Atwood. The Bearcats got kind of tied up as Gonzalez came off that screen. She couldn't make the open layup. Atwood now top of the key. Fleming spots up, thought about a 3, gives to Keston instead. Now to Atwood as they work a weave. Atwood out to Hartnett. Molly picks up her dribble just inside the perimeter, fires it right side. Keston, 10 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Keston back up top. Hartnett starts to drive, step back now to Fleming. Fleming back to Hartnett. Deep 3 on the way for the Bearcats is good. 23-10, Northwest in front with 6:05 to play in the second quarter. Hartnett's first 3-point bucket of the night. As Lincoln with it, Mitchell down to the corner for Jackson. Back up right wing for Carter. Carter dribbles down to the baseline. She's bumped by Fleming. No foul called. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Atwood. Atwood up the floor, picked up by Gonzalez. Gives the ball off to Keston. Keston just inside the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Now gives it to Hartnett. Hartnett to Fleming. Back left wing for Hartnett. And a foul on the floor coming up on Nia Jackson. As I think they kind of each... incidentally ran their knees into the other person's thighs, and they've kind of got some Charlie horses, so both of them in a little bit of a pain right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That'll be the first foul on Jackson. Two team fouls now on Lincoln here in the quarter. As Bello checks in for Carter of Lincoln. And it will be Atwood on that far sideline. Inbounds it to Hartnett, right back to Emma. She's guarded by Imani Jones. Trying to back in on Jones. Gets to the baseline, spins now into the paint. Out to McConkey in the quarter. McConkey back to Atwood in the paint. One dribble. Little step there. Goes up. Right hand off the glass is good. Atwood's first bucket. Northwest in front, 25-10. Coming up on 5 minutes to play in the half. Jackson, right wing for Haywood. She hands it back off for Jackson. Haywood coming off a screen, top of the key, catches the pass, trying to drive in on McConkey. Now to Bello. Long two-point jumper on the way from Bello. That one misses right. The rebound comes down to Hartnett. Hartnett ahead to Fleming. Fleming on the baseline, working on Bello. Goes up with the right hand. No good. The ball is batted right into the hands of Haywood. Haywood pushing now for Lincoln. Into the paint. Looks off to a teammate. Goes up with the layup. Can't finish on the left side. The rebound comes down to Atwood. She now has 5 boards. Atwood and Fields 5 apiece so far in this first half. Hartnett driving into the paint. Looking for a Jillian Fleming on the baseline. Ball kicked out of bounds. With 4:23 remaining in the half, we have a media timeout. Northwest up 25-10 in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with more right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy on East South Avenue in Maryville. Rogers provides a range of healthcare services, including online prescription refill and delivery, compounding, and vaccinations. More information is at RogersRx.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
4:23 to play in the first half, and Northwest Missouri State is holding a 25-10 lead over Lincoln. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Craig McMullen, Kendall Marsh, our studio engineers for tonight's basketball game. And John, the Bearcats, 50% from the field to start this one, 3 of 5 from three-point range. And things are going down offensively. I got to love to see it.
Yeah, and right now getting some good looks in the paint as well. We've seen a couple of nice little pivot moves by a couple different players inside that have resulted in some easy looks.
Bearcats will face Central Missouri coming up on Saturday. Always good to see our friends from the Jennies and Mules, including their play-by-play guy, Greg Hassler.
He's listening in tonight.
Bearcat basketball, Emma Atwood trying to back in on Bello to the right block. Looking for a kick out to Keston. The ball deflected there by Mitchell. She comes away with it across midcourt, picked up by Vasquez. Shovels a pass into the corner. Bello now up top. Jackson gives a head fake. Drives in, leaning, goes up right hand. Off the side of the backboard, no good, but they're going to call a foul coming up on Keston. So two free throws on the way now for Jackson. That's Peyton Rao back into the ballgame for Northwest. She checks in for Emma Atwood. Atwood, 2 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Not a bad start to this game for her as Jackson hits the first free throw. Nia Jackson up to 3 points so far in the ballgame. She was held scoreless against Northeastern State. Didn't hit a field goal on that one, but 4 of 4 at the free throw line so far tonight. 25-12, Northwest in front of Lincoln. Vasquez to McConkey. She comes across midcourt, speeds past Mitchell, now fires it left side. Keston one step back behind the three-point line and knocks down the jumper. Keston's second three-point make of the night.
It's a couple times that Lincoln has tried that half-court trap. The first time they got behind the defense with a good look by Fleming on an easy layup. That time they were able to move it outside for a nice look from three-point range.
Cats in front by 16. Jackson spins in the paint, goes up, layup no good. It is short. Rebound comes down to Green. Janie Green pushing for Northwest, picked up by Jones on the defensive end. Looking for some help now. Out to McConkey, left wing. Guarded by Haywood. Mallory to Rao. Now left side, Keston wants another three-pointer over Mitchell. That one too strong. Rebound comes down to Jones. Jones hands it off to Haywood. Lincoln pushing. Haywood has it knocked away by Vasquez. The ball still loose. Evelyn comes away with it. The Bearcats have numbers. 3-on-1. Vasquez bounce pass to Keston. Underneath the hoop, the reverse layup no good. Bellow comes away with the rebound. 2:57 to play in the half. Bearcats up by 16. Nia Jackson now. Got to the perimeter, backs up just a bit. Now floats a pass inside for Jones. One dribble now into the paint. She fires up an air ball, and Northwest will get it back with 2:44 to play in the half. As Kelderman in for Keston and Hartnett checking in for McConkey.
Good second quarter for Northwest, opening up this game right now in the second quarter, outscoring Lincoln 13-4.
Fleming also coming in for Jana Green. Been a tough go for the Blue Tigers, 3 of 19 from the field. Mercy Gonzalez is 2 of 5. But if you take her away, the rest of the team just 1 of 14. They are 0 of 4 from three-point range. And an offensive foul coming up here on Vasquez, just trying to clear a little bit of room against Nia Jackson. A little push with that right hand. That'll be an offensive foul on the Bearcats.
And unfortunately, right in front of one of the officials there.
That's team foul number 3 on Northwest. Lincoln has 2 as we have 2:35 remaining here in the first half. Jackson slowly across midcourt, slows up between the circles. Shuffles her feet to the left. Now bounce pass for Carter. Carter trying to drive in on Fleming. Picks it up, spinning. Now fires a pass looking for Gonzalez. It is tipped out of bounds by Molly Hartnett. The ball will stay with the Blue Tigers. 13 seconds on the shot clock. These two teams met back on December 11th. Northwest came away with a 56-43 win in Jefferson City. As Jackson in the far corner on the baseline gets the ball into Kelsey Mitchell. Mitchell guarded by Kelderman. Now high post it goes for Carter. Jump shot too strong. Nice box out by Rao. And Vasquez with the long rebound. Vasquez ahead to Kelderman. One dribble. Transition. Three-pointer. Good. Kelderman now with 8 points. And a timeout on the floor as the Bearcats have opened up a 31-12 lead, 2:02 to play here in the second quarter. A 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and step aside as well, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
The Bearcats, 5 of 8 from three-point range, and they are leading Lincoln 31-12. As you're listening to Bearcat Basketball on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Lincoln ball, 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It is Jackson, walks across midcourt, picked up defensively by Vasquez. And an offensive foul, it is Kelsey Mitchell. She's kind of popping out top of the key, didn't really set her feet for a screen, but clipped Vasquez on the way by, and she is called for the moving screen.
Seen a couple different players have trouble with the moving screens for Lincoln here today.
Rao checks out. For Northwest on the floor, it is Fields, Fleming, Vasquez, Kelderman, and Hartnett. Inside 2 minutes to go here in this first half. High post, it's Kelderman, looks inside. Kelsey Fields posting up, goes up against Carter. High off the glass, it's good. Fields now 5 points. Northwest up 33-12. The Bearcats putting on a defensive clinic as Lincoln is shooting 15%, and they have 9 turnovers here in this half. Down the right side of the lane, there's Jackson. She gets field goal number 4 on the night for Lincoln. Nia Jackson has 6 points. 33-14, Northwest in front, 1:15 to play in the half. On the right sideline, it is Kelderman. Skip pass goes to Vasquez, picks it up at the free throw line, and just got a little bit ahead of herself, and she drug her pivot foot. That is turnover number 7 coming up on the Bearcats. As we are just coming up on a minute to play in this first half. Jackson across midcourt. Looks right, now gets to the free throw line. The ball poked loose by Vasquez. Jackson regains control, now gets it out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez into the paint, picks it up. Bounce pass looking for Carter and shoot that through that one wide right. Ariana Carter didn't stand a chance. An over and back call, and Northwest will get the ball back.
10 turnovers now for Lincoln, and a number of turnovers kind of like that, a little bit unforced. Again, Northwest has done a very good job taking advantage of those turnovers right now. 11 points off of Lincoln mishaps.
So the ball on the baseline, Hartnett into Kelderman, right back to Hartnett. The ball poked away by Jackson. Mitchell comes away with a loose ball. Now ahead to Nia Jackson. Jackson slows up on the left wing, looks inside to Carter. Now fires up top for Bernsketter. Back to Jackson, three-pointer on the way, no good. Kelderman there with the rebound. And the guard quickly up the floor, gives it to Vasquez. Into the paint, picks up her dribble, spins to Fleming. Top of the key, Kelderman gives a head fake. Starts to drive, the ball knocked loose. Kelderman regains control of it. Bounce pass out to Vasquez. And Evelyn floats a pass inside for Fields. One dribble. Fields goes up and off the glass on the left side. Little hesitation there. Wonder if she might fire it into the corner for a three-point attempt. Instead, she goes up, and Fields now 7 first-half points. 3 seconds to play in the half. Jumper from Carter, no good. Fields, another rebound. She gives it to Kelderman, and the first half comes to a close. Northwest Missouri State ahead 35-14 as we reach halftime. The Bearcats putting everything together offensively and defensively as they are up 35-14 here at the break. Northwest Missouri State trying to move to 14-5 on the season and pick up conference win number 9. We're going to take a timeout and be back with your halftime show right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, introducing Dr. Spencer Twaddle to the office at East Summit Drive as he joins Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Bearcat Athletics. More information is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com.
At halftime, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball is leading Lincoln 35-14. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Trinan. John, the Bearcats really got clicking there defensively. We've seen them play well throughout the year, of course, but making things hard on Lincoln there. And on the other end, seeing some shots go down.
Yeah, that's been fun to watch. They finished out the second quarter on a 17-4 run and really opened this game up. That was nice of them, but they were getting some nice defensive stops and running in transition and getting some good looks off of that. Then when they come down and set up their offense and working around, some nice entry passes into the post resulted in some points as well. So Northwest Bay will score just about any way they wanted there out of that first half and in particular the second quarter.
And the Bearcats spreading it out to Peyton Kelderman, 8. Fields has 7. Keston with 6. 5 coming from Hartnett, a couple of other players with 2 as well. So Northwest spreading the wealth here in this first half, a 35-14 lead over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Our halftime show is brought to you by Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. The Bearcat women up by 21 at halftime. The Northwest Missouri State men's game is to follow. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by men's associate head coach Zach Schneider on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services to the area for over 25 years. More information is available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at mymlc.com/maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Jake's Steakhouse and Sports Bar on Edmund Street in St. Joseph. Jake's offers a variety of burgers, sandwiches, and steaks, while also providing a place for fans to catch a game. More from Jake's is available at jakesstjoe.com.
The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team at halftime against Lincoln, 35-14, the Bearcats leading the Blue Tigers. A good start to this one. The Bearcat men to follow. We're joined by associate head coach Zach Schneider. Coach, we see your team step out and knock down some big three-pointers. Seems some young Bearcats do the same thing out here tonight for the women.
Yeah, they're playing well. It's fun to watch. They're playing fast. Meyer's not afraid to play fast and get up and down the court like Coach McCollum is. So they can be a little bit more entertaining in these type of games. You know, we tend to grind these ones out and slow down a little bit and slowly break teams. They're just going full bore at it, so it's fun.
When you're playing, did you like games like this where it's like, hey, run down the floor, spot up, and hoping to get that transition three?
I mean, you go into some of these games knowing you're going to get more shots than others, just knowing how the other team guards. But I prefer the more competitive pack games. Not even worrying about what type of shots I'm getting. Just the atmospheres and the competitiveness is kind of what fueled the fire a little bit for myself and the guys that I played with. So, not as much as the bigger games like the Central Missouris and Missouri Southerns.
So we're getting ready for the Northwest men to come out and play Lincoln. And this is a Blue Tiger team that over the years we've seen, even at times they're struggling, there's always so much talent out there that you can't ever take them lightly. They've had their rough patches throughout this season as well, searching for that first MIAA win. What is the message as you go into the locker room?
Yeah, Mac talked a lot about it today at shoot-around, and we touch on it. It seems like every single halftime show. I mean, just the consistency piece right now is when teams kind of make or break their season, the ones that the top of the conference and the top of the region. You know, some talented teams will start to break down because they don't focus on the little habits, and other talented teams will start to solidify themselves and rise to the top because they do focus on those little things like sprinting back defensively and getting checks and securing the defensive rebound. So that was the message for our guys this afternoon at shoot-around. And I'm pretty sure, just based on the history of the program, I think they'll be one of the teams that starts to really lock down on those fine details.
Second half of that game against Newman, did you start to see that kind of flow and rhythm offensively that you were kind of hoping to see as that one went?
Yeah, we cleaned it up a lot over the last few days of practice. Just our spacing offensively. When we get paint, we're doing a really good job of getting paint, and that's one of the goals of this program is to get easy paint touches and then either get a layup or a kickout three. And we're getting those paint touches. The four guys around the ball just weren't properly spaced, weren't cutting or spacing the corner when the say Trevor Hudgens or Diego Bernard drove. So our offense looked a lot cleaner the last 2 days of practice, and I think you'll see some of that show tonight against Lincoln.
So as we look at some big numbers for Northwest Missouri State overall, Trevor Hudgens is about 47 career points behind Justin Pitts for the all-time record at Northwest. But then on the other side, 2-1, I think that gets overlooked a little bit. Diego Bernard is sitting, just about 97, 93 points shy of 10th place all-time Northwest scoring. He's 9th in career assists. He is tied for 6th in career rebounds. He's done a little bit of everything for the Bearcats. Is this the best backcourt in Bearcat history? I mean, I know we always talk about Trevor, but let's just go throw Diego in too.
Yeah, I'll never really take a side on the Trevor and Justin debate, but I don't think Justin really played with a guard as good as Diego is. I mean, Trevor's obviously been about as good as any player we've seen in Division II over the last, three, four decades. But Diego has probably single-handedly won us more games just with his explosive plays defensively and offensively. I mean, he'll make 3 to 4 plays in a game that's a two-point game with 5 minutes to go that just completely flipped the script. I can think of a few off the top of my head. Hayes, not necessarily this year, but the last 2 years he's played there, probably didn't have the game he wanted in the first 30 minutes, but the last 10 minutes he just turns it on and just we take off as a team. So he's unbelievable just the way he impacts the game with his athleticism and passing, really. I mean, he's an unbelievable passer. You see him try and make some of the really special ones a little too much, and that's probably the high school quarterback in him. But his court vision is second to none in the league and in the country. So it's been a pleasure over the last 3 years to coach and watch them on the court. And You know, I probably find myself watching them a little bit more than coaching at times just because they do some incredible things out there. So it's been awesome to watch.
Not to mention the basketball IQ is just through the roof for these guys too. I mean, they make a mistake, and I'm sure at the same time they're like, I know exactly what I just did, or you know, in the process of the game.
For sure, yeah. And you saw a lot of that in high school, and then couple really high basketball IQ with a phenomenal coach, especially when it comes to ball screens and guards and Coach McCollum. And you get probably the most dominant stretch anybody's ever seen in our level. So it's been pretty special to be a part of.
Zach, it's always good to see you.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Zach Schneider, Northwest Missouri State Associate Head Coach, joining us at halftime of the women's basketball game. The Bearcat women in front 35-14 right now with the Northwest men's game to follow. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have your halftime stats right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millendinsdaleseed.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Support also comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claim assistance and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. Support also comes from William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. Brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available at williamcoys.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville, supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
We're back inside Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, getting some shots up before getting this second half underway. Lincoln has not come out of the locker room just yet, but it's a 35-14 lead for Northwest. As they come in, they've been playing very well. The Bearcats are 8-4 in conference play. They've got some really good wins already within league play. Lincoln's had their struggles. They're 1-11 so far, and this is one that you hope Northwest would come out, knock down some shots, and really just try to pull away early and able to open up a 21-point lead as we are here at halftime. Looking at our halftime stats, Northwest shot 53.8% from the field in the first half, 14 of 26. 62.5% from three-point range, 5 of 8, and 50% at the free throw line, 2 of 4. Lincoln, on the other hand, 17.4% from the field, just 4 of 23. They're 0 of 5 from three-point range and 6 of 6 at the free throw line. Now the Bearcats, 8 turnovers in that first half. Lincoln finished with 10, and the Bearcats are out-rebounding the Blue Tigers 19-14. Only one offensive rebound apiece for both teams here at the break. Individually for Northwest, Peyton Kelderman, 8 points on 3 of 4 shooting. She knocked down a pair of triples. She also has 2 assists in the ballgame. 7 points and 6 rebounds from Kelsey Fields as she is 3 of 3 from the field. 6 points from Kaylee Keston off the bench. Keston is 2 of 3 from 3-point range. The Bearcats also getting 5 points from Molly Hartnett in that opening 20 minutes. 2 points from Emma Atwood. Atwood also pulled in 5 rebounds. And 2 points coming from Evelyn Vasquez off the bench. Vasquez also has 2 steals and a block shot in that first half. And 2 points coming from Jillian Fleming as well. On the other side for Lincoln, 6 points from Nia Jackson, 4 points from Mercy Gonzalez, and 2 apiece from Kelsey Mitchell and Aaliyah Bello. Northwest up 35-14. We'll take a break and be back with your second half on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More information at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or provisionliving.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni in 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville. Support also comes from United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at ucstjoe.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Well, the third quarter underway as we kind of just cut 30 seconds off the clock and dove right in. Northwest is up by 21 points. Right now the ball is with Lincoln. Got knocked out of bounds, and so the Blue Tigers will have it. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 9:37 to play here in this third quarter, I should say. Gonzalez starts the drive, guarded by Jaden Green. Pull-up mid-range jumper, no good. Green there for the rebound. Bearcats right to left in this third quarter. On the floor is Green, Kelderman, Hartnett, Rao, and McConkie. Hartnett guarded by Jackson. She's joined on the floor by Mitchell, Jones, Gonzalez, and Bello. Hartnett over the right wing gives the ball off to Kelderman. Kelderman dribbles up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock for Northwest. On the drive into the paint. Leans in high off the glass. Shot no good. An offensive foul on Kelderman. Didn't intend to do that. Just kind of got stuck on an island and didn't have an outlet, so she kind of put that one up and called for the charge.
Yeah, I think just got a little bit off balance as well going through the lane, unfortunately getting the call on that one.
Bearcats up 35-14 Northwest. Shot 54% from the field in that first half of play. And Monty Jones with it, fires left side for Bello. Off a screen from Jones, pulls up, little 10-footer is good. The jumper from Bello is her first field goal of the night. It's 35-16. Northwest still in front comfortably. McConkie dribbles over toward the left sideline, toward the Northwest bench, down to the baseline. They swing it up top for Rao. Rao now to Hartnett right side. 15 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Rao one dribble, now to McConkie. McConkie to the free throw line, kick out. Kelderman three on the way, good. Peyton Kelderman knocks down another.
Offensively, Northwest picking up where they left off there in the second quarter with good ball movement, resulting in some very good looks at the basket.
Lincoln quickly back down the floor. Northwest sprints back. No easy buckets there for the Blue Tigers as Mitchell with it. Pull-up jumper is good just inside the perimeter. Mitchell now with 4 points. The Bearcats are up 38-18. As Hartnett out between the circles, loses control of the basketball. Jones and Jackson both there. Hartnett gets it back. They get it to Kelderman. Now to McConkie into the paint. Guarded by Bello. Back out to Kelderman. Now Hartnett with it. 12 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Molly driving to the block. Goes in. She is bumped and fouled on her way up by Gonzalez. And two free throws on the way for Hartnett. Second personal foul on Gonzalez. And so Molly will step to the free throw line. She was 2 of 4 from the field in that first half with 5 points. This is her first trip to the free throw line tonight. And the first one rattles home. Harden, an 82% free throw shooter on the season. That is fifth in the MIAA. Your MIAA Freshman of the Year last season as well. Her second free throw is good. Seven on the night for Harden. The Bearcats are in front, 40-18. Jackson brings the ball up the floor, dribbling in front of the Lincoln bench now, guarded by Hartnett. Little crossover, picks it up on the elbow, out to Gonzalez, and an offensive foul on Jones. This will be her third foul coming on moving screens alone.
She picked up two very quickly in the first quarter and had to set some time, and now picks up another one here.
Four new Bearcats on the floor joining Peyton Kelderman. It will be Kelsey Fields, Jillian Fleming, Evelyn Vasquez, and Emma Atwood. 7.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Vasquez out near midcourt. Gives a stutter step to Jackson. Dribbles right. Now picks it up. Bounce pass just inside the perimeter is Kelderman. Looking inside the Fields. Now she'll fire into the corner for Fleming. And a 3 seconds in the lane call coming up on Kelsey Fields. For the Bearcats, that will be turnover number 10 on the evening. One place that they probably want to look to clean up is that area right there. Northwest has been pretty good on the season. Third in the MIAA, 12 turnovers per game, but already up to double digits in this one. 7:05 to play here in the third quarter as Gonzalez starts a dribble down the right side of the lane, stops, gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell pulls up, free throw line jumper is good.
You know, you talk about turnovers for Northwest. It seems like a lot of the turnovers they have generally come early in games, and as the game goes along, they really tighten that up.
Bearcats find a way to settle in and, as you mentioned, just clean things up as the game goes on. Vasquez on the drive. She is stripped loose by Bello. Vasquez picks up the loose ball. Now left wing goes to Atwood. Atwood to the elbow. Now gives it up to Fleming. Fleming guarded by Nia Jackson. She picks up her dribble to Kelderman. Kelderman trying to drive on Mitchell. Now Vasquez. Vasquez into the paint. Puts up the runner. It's blocked by Mercy Gonzalez. Loose ball back to Vasquez. Puts up the runner. No good. Offensive rebound. Field. She goes back up and hits another. The Bearcats just keep after it. Fields now with 9 points. 42-20. Just the second offensive rebound of the night for the Bearcats. Jackson directing traffic for Lincoln. Gives it to Gonzalez. Now high left side. It goes for Mitchell. Mitchell into the corner. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Gonzalez. Gonzalez passes off to Imani Jones to the right block. It's blocked out of bounds by Kelsey Fields. The freshman from Preston, Iowa, doing a little bit of everything for the Bearcats.
Nice little sequence. Has the offensive rebound on the board on the offensive and the bucket on the offensive side. Comes down. Nice block that time defensively.
We saw Fields with a first career double-double coming in that game against Washburn just about a week ago, a little over a week ago, as a jump shot there from Ariana Carter is good. Fields could be on her way to another double-double. She has 9 points and 7 rebounds. The 20-point Northwest lead. Vasquez driving down to the block, spins into the paint. Shot no good. She somehow recovers another loose ball, kicks it into the corner. Keston now Fleming, three on the way from Jillian. Bounds off the front of the rim into the hands of Gonzalez. Mercy Gonzalez pushing up the floor. Stops at the free throw line, takes the jumper, no good. And the rebound to Vasquez. Evelyn ahead to Emma Atwood, left wing. Atwood backing in on Bello, into the paint. Bounce pass out to Fleming. She'll take another three. This one off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Fields. She goes up. Shot no good. Another offensive board, and Fields gets fouled and will go to the line.
And, you know, one of the things that's been fun to watch out of Fields with her development this year on the boards, in particular, is on the offensive side. She just crashes hard and stays focused. A lot of times gets the putback off of those offensive boards, but I'm not sure there's anybody right now in the league that does any better job on offensive rebounds than what Fields is doing.
She has been a menace for other teams the last month on the offensive glass as she hits the first free throw here. That puts her into double figures with 10 points. She now has 9 rebounds after getting a couple O-boards that possession. Her second free throw here is short, and Bello comes down with a board. 43-22 Northwest in front. Jackson, skip pass into the right corner. Three on the way, Gonzalez, no good. And Fields is there with the rebound, double-double number two. Fleming, right wing, three off the pass from Atwood, no good. The ball batted by Gonzalez. We just call that the Kelsey Fields effect. Knowing she's right there, can't let her have it. 4:44 to play in the third quarter, a 43-22 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Media timeout. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving the area for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. For more information, facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Centers Rehab offers one-on-one individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, a proud supporter of Northwest Missouri State University, providing sports medicine services for Bearcat athletics. More information at MyMLC.com/Maryville.
Hartnett inbounding in front of the Northwest bench. Bearcats up by 21 with 4:42 to play in the third quarter. She throws it across midcourt. Jillian Fleming tracks it down, now gives it back to Hartnett. Molly across midcourt. 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Hartnett pulls up, top of the key. Jillian Fleming, three-pointer on the way. That one off the left side of the rim. Fields tracks it down and saves it back in bounds, but her foot was on the baseline. Great hustle again by the freshman, who again, 10 points, 10 rebounds, and the Bearcats are up by 21.
She said just giving her all out there, and it's really made a difference inside for Northwest. Again, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Peyton Rowell, and they're a nice 1-2 punch that Northwest has in the post that they haven't had in a long time.
And they have it for years to come as well. Gonzalez gives a head fake, top of the key, drives. A shot blocked away by Fields, and Emma Atwood comes away with a loose ball. Atwood up the left sideline, gives it to Fleming, spots up left side, three-pointer. That one off the back of the rim. The rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson pushing the other way for Lincoln. Stopped at the free throw line. Now she backs out. Now it goes left side for Kelsey Mitchell. Mitchell guarded by Keston. Into the corner. Gonzalez gives a head fake. Now she will take the three-pointer. It's no good. The rebound is tipped off of Lincoln out of bounds with 3:47 to play here in the third quarter. As Green checks in for Kelsey Fields, Fleming comes out as McConkie back onto the floor. Partially a kind of a tough sequence there for Jillian Fleming, as she's had some open looks from three. They're just not going down tonight. You like the fact that she keeps shooting.
Yeah.
You and I have seen it. When she gets hot, she gets red hot.
Yes, she does, and it's just a matter of time.
Northwest up 43-22. Atwood underneath for Green on the baseline. One dribble, shovels a pass out for McConkie. McConkie into the paint. Now right corner goes for Atwood. Atwood back to Green, cutting in the paint. She is fouled on the floor by Carter. I believe that's going to be team foul number four coming up here on Lincoln.
Going back to what you were talking about, Jillian, when I came in this afternoon, it was right around 3:30 or so, and she was out taking a lot of shots. Adiah Houston was feeding them to her and just really working on that shot. So, you know, it's something that's going to be coming pretty soon.
There are a lot of gym rats on this team, and Coach Houston loves to get in here and work with them every chance he can get.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder how many hours he's in here every day.
A lot. McConkie with it, driving into the paint. A little fadeaway jumper in the paint is good. And McConkie now with 7 points on the evening. Northwest in front, 45-22. Jackson top of the key, right side now. Carter spins into the paint, working on Hartnett. No luck there. Now gives it back out to Nia Jackson. Jackson into the paint. Spins back to her right. Shot no good. And a foul on the floor coming up on Jaina Green. The Bearcats really able to open things up in this basketball game in the second quarter, outscoring Lincoln 20-6. And Lincoln in that quarter, 1 of 14 from the field. That really the big difference there. The Bearcats had a lead at the end of the first quarter, but blew things up as that first half went on.
Boy, again, just running that 17-4 run there toward the end, and just got a lot of things going well. And a lot of it started on the defensive end where they were able to get some good defensive boards and run the transition and some good looks and fast break.
Nia Jackson goes 2 of 2 at the line in the process of shooting as she was fouled by Jayden Green. That was Green's second personal foul. So Northwest in front, 45-24. McConkey left wing picks up her dribble, looking for some help, finds a cutting Molly Hartnett in traffic. Hartnett picks it up, now between the circles, Green, right side goes to Atwood, into the corner for McConkey. McConkey going baseline, cut off by Jones. Top of the key, Hartnett into the paint, back out. McConkey, three on the way, that one off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound comes out to Bernsketter of Lincoln. And now Jackson pushing, gets to the right block, high off the glass, bucket in the foul. This will be number 3 on Green. The hustle there by Jackson of getting back to the other end and getting the transition points.
Boy, she gives it her all out there. Last couple of times on offense, she ends up being knocked to the floor. And it's a little slow to get up. She's had a couple teammates to help her to pull her up there. She catches her win. But she's a fun little player to watch.
This season, she's averaging 7.5 points per game. A year ago, she led Lincoln with 14.5 points per contest, but hasn't had quite the same fortune so far this year, but she does make that free throw. 11 points now for Jackson as Green checks out. Peyton Rao back in. As we come up on 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. McConkey working on Haywood, gets into the paint. Bounce pass on the baseline, reverse layup. Emma Atwood, no good. The rebound comes down to Haywood. Haywood pulls up. Has it up top, bounce pass inside, goes to Imani Jones. Jones working on Rao, leans in. Tough shot, just kind of pushed that one up there off the bottom of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Northwest. Bearcats up by 18 with 1:45 to play in the third quarter. And a blocking foul coming up on Nia Jackson, just trying to stay in front of McConkey, bumps her. And that'll be team foul number 5 on Lincoln, so McConkey will go to the free throw line. And checking into the game is A.J. Bradley for Jackson. And John, we kind of mentioned it from the outset, but kind of on McConkey watch this evening, she needed just 10 to reach 1,000 for her career. This free throw here gives her 8 on the evening. Currently at 998 career points. And let's say 545 career rebounds. Second one on the way is good.
It's not a bad career.
Not at all.
She's been very solid throughout.
She was a big-time player, more than 1,500 career points at South Nottoway High School. Left South Nottoway, came about 15 minutes up the road, and here she is making her name for herself as a Bearcat. Northwest up 47-27. Pull-up jumper here from Bernsketter is good. First points there for the freshman from Jefferson City, and Northwest still up 47-29, 1:17 to play in the third. Hartnett comes across midcourt, slows things up. Dribbling left off a screen from McConkey. Bounce pass to Mallory. Backing in on Haywood. Now into the corner for Atwood. Into the paint. Little step through on Bello. The shot off the back of the rim. Rolls off. The rebound comes down to McConkey. And she is fouled going up for that rebound. This one will be on Haywood. So a chance for McConkey to reach 1,000 with this free throw. As Vasquez into the game for Atwood. Mallory on the day, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block shot. Her first free throw on the way. It's good. And her team knows that that is number 1,000. A nice ovation from the bench.
She doesn't give a lot of reaction when she's out on the floor, but kind of broke out in a little bit of a smile after making that free throw.
Second free throw is good. Give her 1,001. You're right, McConkey is pretty stoic. Doesn't give a lot of facial expressions or anything ever. She knocks down a pair there. Now she crosses the 1,000-point barrier for her career. 49-29, the Northwest Missouri State lead. 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Haywood, pull-up jumper on the baseline. That one, an air ball into the hands of Molly Hartnett. Hartnett popped in the mouth. No foul call. She just sprints back to the other end, dribbling with that right hand. Right wing now McConkey. Into the corner, Kelderman. Three-pointer on the way from the freshman off the back of the rim, and Bello pulls in the rebound. Out to Bradley. Bradley to the right elbow, pulls up, now backs out. Now she dribbles out on the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat paw at midcourt. 15 seconds to play here in this third quarter. The shot clock is off, so Lincoln can get the final bucket of this third quarter. as Bradley trying to back in on Hartnett. Goes in right hand off the glass. It's good. 2 seconds still to play. The inbound comes into Hartnett. Fires one up. It comes up short. Northwest Missouri State in front 49-31 as we head to the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by William Coy's farm-to-table restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining with dishes including braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
It will be Northwest Missouri State basketball to start this fourth quarter as McConkie inbounds it to Hartnett on the far sideline. Bearcats right to left in this fourth quarter, leading 49-31 over Lincoln. Rao gives it up to Vasquez. Vasquez dribbling high on that right side. Swings it over to McConkie in front of the Bearcat bench. She dribbles into the paint. Back out to Rao. 10 on the shot clock for Northwest. Hartnett cut off by Carter. Double team comes out looking for help. Gets a pass to McConkie. Down the right side of the lane, she is fouled from behind by A.J. Bradley with 4 seconds on the shot clock. So the Bearcats have 20 seconds on the shot clock as, of course, the fouls reset as we head to this fourth quarter. The first team foul of the frame on Lincoln as shot in the paint from McConkie. No good. It's short. She gets her own rebound and keeps it alive. Vasquez has it now. Driving on Jones. Gets into the block. Kick out to Keston. And they're going to say it was tipped out of bounds off of Lincoln. So Northwest will keep it. And fortunate for Lincoln because Keston was going to be open for a three on that right wing.
And she's had some success from there.
Not a bad night for Kaylee. 6 points, 2 of 3 from three-point range. Inbound comes in to McConkie, working on Jones in the paint. Goes up with the right hand. It's short. Jones might have got a piece. She comes away with a loose ball ahead to Bradley. A.J. Bradley into the corner. Head fake from Nia Jackson. Now to Jones. Jones a jump stop. Now say she walked with it. That is a turnover number 12 coming up here on Lincoln. Northwest in front, 49-31, trying to finish things off here with Lincoln, then get set to take on Central Missouri on Saturday right here in Maryville. As a hand check coming up on Nia Jackson. That'll be team foul number 3 on Lincoln. So McConkie will inbound right next to the scorer's table. The near side sideline, the inbound comes in between the circles. Vasquez right back to Mallory as she is guarded by Imani Jones. Jones out of Sarasota, Florida. Bounce pass to Hartnett, right back to McConkie. Dribbling with that right hand, gives a stutter step to the right block, gives a head fake, back out to Keston. Thought about a deep three-pointer. They call her for the travel as she gives that head fake. And so the Bearcats will give it back to Lincoln. An 18-point Northwest lead. The Bearcats with 3 players in double figures. Kelderman and McConkie each have 11, Fields with 10. As Jones fires it right wing for Nia Jackson. Jackson dribbling with that right hand. Pull up jumper. It looks like Vasquez caught a piece of that one. It was well short. The rebound comes down to Keston. Keston back to Vasquez. Cuts to the middle of the floor into the corner for McConkie. McConkey into the paint. Bounce pass to Keston on the baseline. Right back to Mallory. Nice ball. Moving the jumper. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Jones. Jones ahead to A.J. Bradley. Bradley to a cutting Carter down the middle of the paint. Picks it up. Goes up with the right hand and lays it in. Carter able to stop all of her momentum on a dime and get that shot to go. 49-33, Northwest up by 16. Timeout on the floor for head coach Austin Meyer. 7:54 left to go. We'll take this break back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats come from Tri-State Auto Family on South Main in Maryville with new or pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and more. Tri-State provides remote services, including online purchase, home delivery, maintenance pickup, and video walk-around. To learn more, tristatefordmaryville.com.
Today's game is underwritten by State Farm agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Well, it's been all Bearcats in this one. 49-33, Northwest is leading Lincoln. 7:54 to play in our women's game before the men's game comes up about 30 minutes after that. As Hartnett inbounds it to Kelderman. Kelderman right back to Molly. She'll dribble over to the right wing. Now high post for Kelderman. Squares up to the bucket. One bounce. Now inside to Fields. And Fields has the ball knocked away out of bounds off of Carter. And I think Fields was trying to sell that she was either fouled or that the ball was off of Carter because she rolled around on the floor for a moment then got up and sprinted back.
I was a little worried she might have been hit the floor a little bit awkwardly there, but she kind of had a little bit of a smile on her face when she popped up, so hopefully she's okay.
Bearcats up by 16. Jackson picks up her dribble out to Carter. Carter with a jumper. It is good. Had her feet on the line. That's a two-pointer. So Northwest Missouri State still up by 14. Carter now with 6 points. Four of them coming here in this fourth quarter. Hartnett between the circles. Fleming left side now. Vasquez. Vasquez one dribble. Back up top for Hartnett. Molly dribbling with that left hand, gives it off to Vasquez toward the paint. On the baseline now for Fields, and she walked with it. Got a little ahead of herself, and she is called for the travel.
Well, Northwest still with a pretty nice lead here, but they've gone almost 4 minutes without a bucket here.
And that's one of the things, too, of, all right, get yourself in that lead, but find a way to keep your foot on the gas, as Coach Meyer sending five new players to the scorer's table for the next dead ball, as the Bearcats still trying to find a way to finish this one strong, even though they're up by 14. Pass inside, looking for Carter, tipped away by Molly Hartnett. Vasquez comes away with it. Evelyn pushing, now will back it out just a bit. Now gets past Jackson. She is fouled from behind as Jackson tries to poke that one loose. That's going to be four on Nia Jackson, 14th foul on Lincoln. So five new players in for the Cats. It is Keston, Rao, Green, McConkey, and Atwood. As Bella will check in for the Blue Tigers. It will be Emma Atwood to inbound on the far side. And it comes into McConkey. She is guarded by A.J. Bradley. McConkey dribbling left. Swings a pass right to Green. Now to Atwood. Atwood back to Jana Green on the right wing. Green picks up her dribble. Gives it to Keston. Keston into the paint. On the baseline now for McConkey. Five on the shot clock. Jumper in the paint. McConkey too strong. The rebound comes down to Kelsey Mitchell of Lincoln. Mitchell to the floor, slows up at the top of the key, fires right side now for A.J. Bradley. Bradley guarded by Keston. directing traffic. Now we'll give it up to Carter. Carter trying to drive on Rao. Jump stop goes in. Right hand off the glass is good. Make that 8 points now for the six-foot freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. She started her career at Iowa Western Community College. Northwest up by 12. As McConkie down to the right block, her shot is blocked out of bounds, but there's going to be a foul coming up here. I think they're going to give this one on Bradley, the 5 foot 3 inch guard from Kansas City, Missouri. So McConkie will go to the free throw line.
You know, one of the fun things watching McConkie through her career at Northwest is how much more confident she's become out on the perimeter. She always had that nice little mid-range jump shot or that little move that she has patented into the lane and into the post area, but she's really turned into a very confident shooter outside.
And her first free throw is good. Also a very good shooter at the line for Northwest Missouri State. Just shy of 83% for the season. Second one there from McConkie is good. A couple big free throws there for Northwest to make this back to a 14-point lead as Lincoln has slowly cut into it, made it just a 12-point ball game prior to that. Carter high post, trying to dribble in. Ball knocked away by Green. Carter tracks it down on the baseline, floats a pass out for Gonzalez. Gonzalez crossover into the paint. Now right side, Bello. Bello picks it up and hands it off for A.J. Bradley. Bradley on the baseline. She is bumped and fouled as she was trying to get past Emma Atwood. That's the first on Atwood. So Lincoln will be inbounding on the baseline. Just one team foul on Northwest. As Bradley floats a pass in high post to Imani Jones, takes the jumper just inside the free throw line. It's good. First points of the night for Jones. As we close in on 5 minutes left to play in this one. Northwest up by 12. McConkie off to Atwood. Atwood picks it up, gives it off to Jaden Green. Green gets to the elbow, now backs out to the left wing. Now off a screen from Peyton Rowell to Atwood. Atwood into the paint. To McConkie, the Bearcats looking for a bucket. Atwood goes in. The reverse layup is good. Atwood's second bucket of the night. Northwest up 53-39 inside 5 minutes to go. As Gonzalez goes left side now for Mitchell. Mitchell off a screen from Marcy Gonzalez. Janie Green switches on to her. She picks it up in the corner. Now fires it up to the left wing for Gonzalez. Off to Jones. Jones trying to drive. Jump stop in the paint. Jump shot no good, and Keston comes down for the rebound for Northwest. It's Kaylee up the floor for the Bearcats. To the free throw line now, picks it up to Rao. Rao one dribble, gives it back to Keston. Three-pointer, top of the key. Kaylee knocks down another, and the Bearcats are back up by 17. John, that might be your backbreaker too, as Lincoln trying to get their way back into it. Northwest, five straight points to make this a 17-point game. As Bradley, the layup a little bit wild, no good, and a tie up on the floor.
And Keston being able to do it with that reverse layup inside, stepping out on the perimeter for knocking down a three. She's put together a solid game.
56-39, Northwest up with 3:47 to play. Media timeout on the floor. We'll take a 90-second break. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Bearcat Radio is brought to you by the National Investors Team, Arjo Smith, Greg Wilson, and Pat Marks. Arjo and his team have been providing retirement, estate, and elder care planning to Bearcat Country for 45 years.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Lazy Boy, Ashley, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the United Country Property Solutions, brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie, serving Maryville, St. Joseph, and King City, and rural customers across the region with residential, country homes, farms, and ranches. More at uccstjoe.com.
Lincoln basketball out of the timeout. Carter with the missed jumper in the paint. Atwood with the rebound for the Bearcats. 3.5 minutes left to go in this one. Caitlin Jordan fresh into the game. Three-pointer right side just off the mark. Jana Green with the rebound. She is fouled underneath. We heard Caitlin Jordan there in the pregame. She's a 5'11 senior out of Neosho, Missouri. As Vasquez checks in now for Atwood. 3:23 to go. Haywood back in for Lincoln as well as Jana Green stepping to the free throw line. Green on the night. Hasn't scored yet. She has 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. First free throw here from Green is good. A 70% shooter on the season. 57-39 is the Northwest lead. 3:23 to play. Second free throw too strong. The rebound comes down to Bradley of Lincoln. She'll push it up the floor. Cut off by Green. Finds a cutting Carter in. Ariana Carter lays it in. She goes into double figures with 10 points. And a quick timeout here from Andrea Mize of Lincoln with 3:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor for Lincoln. We'll step aside and take this one as well. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC in Forest City. Rich Paxton and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on Sure Ag products and service at 660-446-3376.
Lincoln sets up some full court pressure. McConkey inbounds to Kelderman. Guarded by Haywood. Kelderman pushing it up the middle of the floor. Comes across midcourt. The Bearcats break the pressure. She gets down toward the left block. Into the paint. Now out to Green. A high right side it goes for Vasquez. Vasquez starts to drive into the corner for McConkey. Inside 3 minutes to play. McConkey right block goes in and lays it in over the top of Kelsey Mitchell. McConkey with 15 points in this one. Bearcats up 59-41. Jumper there from Carter, no good. Caitlin Jordan with the rebound. She'll shovel a pass off to McConkey as the Bearcats are out rebounding Lincoln now 38-28. McConkey down to the left block. Bounce pass out to Kelderman. One dribble from Peyton. They swing it right side Vasquez. Vasquez reaching foul coming up here on Haya Haywood. And that will be free throws for Northwest as the Bearcats are in the double bonus. As Keston checks in for McConkey.
Northwest shooting at 75% from the free throw line tonight. 12 of 16. So really for the most part making the most of getting to the line.
As a team, the Bearcats, a 73% free throw shooting team. Sixth in the MIAA. As Vasquez knocks down her first attempt here. Evelyn's first point of the night. One more on the way. The freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. That one rattles out. 2:25 left to go. It's a 19-point Bearcat lead. Northwest on their way to their 14th win of the season. And a ninth MIAA win. As a backdoor pass from Gonzalez looking for Mitchell, taken away by Kelderman. Kelderman across midcourt, picked up by Carter. 2:07 left to go. Kelderman to the left elbow, out to Jordan. Jordan gives it off to Green. Green back to Peyton. Steps back. Now to Green. Green wants to drive. Spins into the paint. Out to Vasquez, right wing. Vasquez gives a head fake. Down to the baseline. Back up to Green and fires it right to the official. Keston was there briefly. Kaylee started a cut back door, and that one went out of bounds, a turnover on Northwest.
Yeah, just unfortunate timing that time, just as Green started to let go of that pass. There's nobody there.
As Bello quickly to the scorer's table to check in for Carter. 1:49 left to play. It's a 60-41 lead for Northwest. The Bearcats trying to pick up their ninth MIAA win. That would be their first time reaching nine or more since they were 18-4 in conference into the 2010-2011 season. Layup there for Lincoln, no good. The Bearcats with the rebound. Kelderman pushing down the floor. She gives to Fleming. Fleming to Keston. Quick three on the way. Kaylee catch and shoot. It's no good. The rebound comes down to Gonzalez. Mercy Gonzalez across midcourt, picked up by Fleming. Pushes off. Now firing, looking for Haywood. The ball taken away by Vasquez. Evelyn going one-on-one with Bradley. Leans in. Shot blocked out of bounds, but she is fouled on her way up by Bradley. So free throw is coming now for Evelyn Vasquez. As Carter checking back in. And John, we talk a lot about just checkmarking so many different things this team hasn't done in a long time. Anytime you get back into that realm of that 2010-11 team, that was a pretty good club.
Not bad at all. Nice run there at the end of the season for them.
That was a Northwest team that reached the Final Four. They were led by head coach Gene Steinmeier. As Vasquez misses the front end but makes the second. Makes the 20-point game, 61-41. Haywood controlling it for Lincoln. Fires left side for Bello, guarded by Jordan. Down to the baseline. She's cut off there. Now back up between the circles, looking for Bradley. It's knocked out of bounds by Vasquez. Evelyn nearly saved that one back in at midcourt, but she just stepped on the sideline.
Really have to admire her hustle right now in a game where you're up 61-41, still going after loose balls and doing the little things.
Got to know, too, for a freshman like that, every rep is a meaningful rep, and she is trying to get everything she can out of it. As Bello on the drive, guarded by Jordan, shot no good. The ball going out of bounds, saved by Carter. Like I say, she stepped on the baseline, so Northwest will get it back. Bearcats shooting 40% from the field, 7 of 19 from three-point range, and 14 of 20 at the free throw line. The inbound comes into Caitlin Jordan. Some man-to-man full-court pressure from Lincoln. Jordan across midcourt, hands it off for Kelderman. Kelderman has a lane, starts to go, now kicks it to Fleming. Fleming skip pass, looking for Keston. The ball tipped away by Bradley. Both of them fall down. It's picked up by Haywood. Haywood down the floor. Left-hand layup is good. Haywood's first bucket of the night. Northwest up 61-43. 34 seconds left to go. Shot clock still on for one more possession. As Kelderman bounce pass to Fleming. Finds Jordan going baseline. Goes in for the layup. They're going to wave the shot off. But two free throws on the way now for Caitlin Jordan. The blocking foul on A.J. Bradley's, her fourth personal. And we'll see Caitlin Jordan step to the free throw line. It'll be Jordan's first free throw attempts of the season. She made a couple free throws a season ago for the Bearcats. She knocks her first down there. Jordan, again, a 5'11 senior for the Bearcats out of Neosho, Missouri, stepped in. Got some good minutes against Newman. Her second free throw here is good. Jordan, 2 of 2 at the line, a 63-43 lead for Northwest Missouri State. As Lincoln, one more possession before the clock runs out on this one. Again, another great game for Northwest Missouri State as Haywood into the paint. Kick out Bello, 3 on the way. It's good. 6.6 seconds left to go as the inbound comes in to Peyton Kelderman. Kelderman ahead to Fleming. 1 second, and there's the buzzer. Northwest Missouri State, 63-46. The victory over Lincoln tonight. Northwest, 14-5 on the season. That assures Northwest of at least a 500 regular season record, but still so much more to come for this club. And now 9-4 in the MIAA. That is the most conference wins since that 2010-2011 squad. On the other side for Lincoln, 5-14 overall, and they drop to 1-12 in conference play. Once again, the Bearcats win it 63-46. We will take a 30-second timeout and be back with your postgame show on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by East Hill Shopping Center in St. Joseph with a seating area at Center Court with a floor-to-ceiling fireplace, Wi-Fi, salon, and restaurants. Also a children's play area and carousel. East Hill's a proud supporter of the Bearcats.
And we are back here inside Bearcat Arena. You're listening to KXEV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. A 63-46 win for Northwest. The Bearcats are 14-5 on the season. And John, this is a team that you see takes steps every single game, and it's exciting to see where they're going to be by the time we reach March.
Oh, I think so. And again, seeing this team just grow with confidence as the season has gone along. This was a game coming in that you had to feel that Northwest had a little bit of momentum coming in, and also a game that they should win. And they were able to really knock the doors open in the second quarter. Had a little bit of a lull there in the fourth quarter, but cruised to the win. And, again, a good solid win tonight as Northwest Missouri State getting back home and finding a way to get it done.
The Bearcats win it 63-46. We'll take a timeout. Back with your postgame right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, providing pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and offering a service center for routine maintenance to major engine repair. More information at championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-7999 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Supports also from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/foundation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. Buckle up, phone down. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, a 63-46 win for Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. They have now picked up three straight victories. Taking a look at the final stats from this one, Northwest shot 40% from the field, 20 of 50. They were 37% from three-point range, 7 of 19, and 73% at the free throw line, 16 of 22. Lincoln finished 34% from the field, 18 of 53, 11% from three-point range, just 1 of 9, and they were 9 of 9 at the free throw line. The Bearcats turned the ball over 15 times. 15 turnovers also for Lincoln in this one. And the Bearcats out-rebounded the Blue Tigers 40-30. Also, the Bearcats picked up 9 offensive boards in the game. Individually for Northwest Missouri State, Mallory McConkie, she has 15 points. Also crossed the 1,000-point barrier for her career as she picked that up with her first 10 points of this basketball game. 11 points coming for Peyton Kelderman. She was 3 of 5 from three-point range. 10 points from Kelsey Fields, who was 4 of 5 from the field. Fields also had 10 rebounds. 9 points from Kaylee Keston, who was 3 of 5 from 3-point range. 7 points for Molly Hartnett. 4 points for Emma Atwood. Atwood also had 7 rebounds. And 2 points apiece for Evelyn Vasquez, Jillian Fleming, and Caitlin Jordan. And Janie Green also had 1 point, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Lincoln was led in the ballgame with 11 points from Nia Jackson and 10 points from Ariana Carter. Northwest wins it 63-46. We'll take a break. Back with your player of the game right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville, offering a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and will also conduct vehicle searches upon request. For more information or to check out their inventory online, championshipmotorsllc.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com.
Support also comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber's services at 660-562-0300. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgro seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest wins it 63-46. The Bearcats are 14-5 on the season. Time for our player of the game, presented by United Country Realty. John Coffey, where'd he go with it tonight?
Going with Mallory McConkey as she goes over the 1,000-point mark in her career. 15 points total. She was 7-8 at the free throw line, 4-10 from the field. Also had 4 rebounds and 3 assists, going along with a block shot. So kind of a monumental night for Mallory. Just kind of, again, a lot of basketball left to be played in her career here in the next month or so. But just showing a type of consistency she's had throughout her career at Northwest and be able to go over that 1,000-point mark tonight.
Big night for Mallory for the Bearcats. John, 14 wins. That doubles the win total from a season ago. Of course, they got 7 wins during a time they're playing 22 games. The Bearcats double that in 19 games. So not a bad start for Northwest. We still have a full month of the regular season and then tournament play after that. The Bearcat women win at 63-46. We'll take a break. Then we'll get started with our men's basketball broadcast. The Bearcats trying to pick up a win over Lincoln. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors on South Main in Maryville. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. Support also comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print and online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville, specializing in treating the whole family and other services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com. And from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville, Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. Support also comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information available at 660-241-5001. And from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.